Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hey, Katie, what's up?
Well, I have a situation, and there's this guy who I went on a, well, backstory, we actually didn't even really go on the first date yet. But basically our mutual friends hooked us up. They said that they thought that we would really like each other. We'd both been single for kind of the same amount of time, and they gave us each other's phone numbers. So we were texting each other, even talked on the phone a couple of times before the actual date. And he seemed like he was really sweet. When he showed up to pick me up for the date, he actually brought a bouquet of flowers even.
Aww.
I know, which nobody has done that on a first date, especially for me, in a while. So I was excited about that. But I let him know, hey, I need to go run inside real quick and change my shoes. And so I go inside, switch out my shoes really quick. And when I came back outside, he was gone. And he had thrown the flowers on my porch.
Well, did he like lay the flowers there like he was still presenting them to you or...
No, they definitely weren't presented. It seemed like they were just kind of left there. Like, it looks like maybe he tossed them there.
Who is he?
His name's Josh, and I don't know. I thought that he was a super nice, cool guy. So, I mean, I don't know if there was an emergency and he had to leave in a rush, but I'm not sure what is going on because I can't understand why he wouldn't text me back even.
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense. If you would think he would tell her if something was up, right?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Give us about 10 minutes and we'll give him a call. Okay, Katie?
Okay, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Katie, just to recap everything, he came to pick you up for the date. You had to go back inside to change your shoes, and you came back and the flowers were thrown on the porch and he was gone?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened. So I don't know where he went or why he's not responding to my text.
So we're just doing this like a wellness check.
I guess. I mean, hopefully everything's okay.
I hope so. And if it is, then I want to know why he left. I don't want to know what happened.
Okay, so we're going to call Josh. All right, Katie, so be quiet while you're listening on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Josh?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Hey, Josh, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, okay. Hi.
You sound a little busy.
Yeah, well, I'm working right now, but did I win anything?
Maybe. Maybe you won at the Game of Love.
We're here for some answers, right, Nancy?
With Katie.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you're wasting your time. Yeah, there's no more to be said about that, that entire situation.
Well, you know what? She called us and she couldn't understand where you went. Yeah, that's how we do this thing called second date update. And she can't get hold of you, so she asked us to try to see if we could.
Wait, so she... So she can't take a hint, and she calls the radio to call me, which is even more infuriating than just the original situation.
Well, what happened?
She opened the door, Josh, so...
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what did she tell you?
She said...
She opened the door.
You got there, you brought flowers, right?
Yeah.
And then she said, hold on a second, I got to change my shoes. Right?
And you were gone after that.
And then she came back.
Wait. That's what she told you. That she said, I have to change my shoes. That's what she told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's not what she said. That's what she said that, but that's not the entirety of what she said. What she actually said in full, and I quote, is, oh, you're short. I have to go change my shoes. Yeah.
Yes, you left that part out, Josh.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's exactly. So when she went back inside, you know, I just threw the flowers and left. I mean, what am I going to sit around for? I mean, you know, like, that's the first thing you say? No, I'm fine. I'm over it. I mean, I'm 5'6". I get it, but I don't need it thrown in my face all the time. And so I just, you know, I just quit it right there. There's no point in going forward if she's going to be that superficial, you know? It just isn't.
Well, I mean, was she tall?
Yes. Oh, no, she's great. She's very tall. And heels even better. That doesn't bother me. But if it bothers her, why bother? You see where I'm coming from? I've been down this road before, and I don't feel like going on a repeat journey, you know? I know how it ends. It's fine. But I'm just not going to stand there and go through the motions until it happens, you know? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know, Josh. I don't feel like I said it like that. I definitely don't remember saying it like that. And even if I did, what's the big deal? Like, you do know your height. I'm a tall woman. I don't feel like I was rude about what I did. I thought that I was being thoughtful.
I mean, are you making fun of me because I'm 5'6"? Just say that you're making fun of me because I'm 5'6". There's nothing wrong with being 5'6".
No, I don't think that there is either. I mean, obviously, look, I'm calling to try to go out on a date with you, even though I know that you're 5'6" now. I thought that I was being thoughtful. I was wearing heels when I came out, and I'm already 5'8". With a 3-inch heel, I was 5'11". I didn't want to tower over you and make you feel uncomfortable.
First of all, 5 inches is not towering. 5 inches isn't towering. Maybe 6 foot is towering. Maybe 6'1" is towering. 5 inches isn't towering. It's not a lot of difference.
Well, it's not like I measured you and knew exactly how much taller I was going to be in my heels. I mean, I was just trying to be nice. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Okay. All right. Look, I get trying to be nice, but if the first words out of your mouth are, "Oh, you're short," first of all, that's not nice. And I get it. Maybe you were surprised, but let's be real. If that was the first thing you noticed, then I don't. I can't grow. I can't walk around with heels on myself. So if that's the first thing you notice, like I said, I've been here. I didn't see a point in going back.
I'm sorry if I blurted it out like that. When you see somebody for the first time, you only can view their appearance. Like, there's only so many things that you can see. Their smile, their outfit selection, their body shape, their height. Like, I'm sure you noticed those things about me as well.
Yes, and everything was, first impression was great. Second impression was enough to make me realize that, oh, you're very superficial. And why would I put myself through that again?
How is it superficial for me to view your physical characteristics, but you just said that you viewed mine first and you liked them all? So you did the same thing, but you're calling me superficial because I said something about one of yours that you didn't like. And
I'll tell you what the issue is. The issue is it's the first thing that I hear. You know, I'm good.
I don't know, Josh. You seem really angry, and you seem like you have some feelings that are unresolved about your height. And it feels like you're projecting this onto women. I just wanted to change my shoes. I thought that I was being thoughtful when I did that. But I don't even know if I want to go on a second date if you're this angry about it.
Listen, I understand. It's the way that you went about it that made me react the way I did. And that's just the way it is.
I don't think we're going to resolve this, Woody. Do you?
No. It doesn't sound like it's going to go well.
I know, but there are rules we have to follow.
That's right. We have to offer the second date that Katie pretty much said she didn't want already. But what we can do is hook you guys up with
I'm fine. I don't need to hang out with anyone who feels like they're doing me a favor by changing their shoes. It's okay.
Okay, so I guess you're both saying no to a second date?
Definitely not.
I'm good, but Josh, I hope that you find somebody who never mentions your height ever in their life. Thanks for the flowers.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.